Philly also rides with Mike Quick. We have been since the early 1980s when he was drafted by the Birds. A quick star by a Quick Six who joins us every Wednesday at this time.
And Mike Quick is sponsored by Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook. New users can score up to a $1,000 casino bonus in their first 24 hours. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's talk to the aforementioned Eagles Hall of Famer and phenomenal broadcaster here on WIP, Mr. Mike Quick. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
Fantastic, Mike. Hey, I'll tell you this, my man. Thank God they won. I mean, we're having an almost similar conversation if they lost, but, Mike, they actually won the game.
Well, did you expect less?
Well, no. I was hoping for more than 0 points in the first three quarters, I'll tell you that. I mean, you know, I do think it was kind of a dirty win, but here's the thing, Mike, a really important
win. Dirty win is a win.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you got to stack wins. You got to get to 9 or 10 to make the playoffs, and, you know, that was an advancement. But, Mike, it was a strange game. What did you make of it?
I thought it was just like old-fashioned football where guys just beat each other up and bloody the nose of the opponent because that's what it seemed like to me with all the bodies on both teams that were taken out of that game because of how physical that game was. That's really what stood out to me, that this was, you know, that's a very physical team that they played against. The Saints are known for bullying teams with their style of play. Well, that wasn't to be taken lightly by the Eagles. They went down and they had their own fashion of bullying and playing the game in an old fashion of just bloodying the nose of the guy on the other side. And for me, it was kind of fun. I like the games where there's lots of scoring, but I also can like and appreciate games where the defensive guys just beat up the other side.
Yeah, I like smash mouth. I like that our defense was tough and tougher than we've seen them in a long time. But how good was our quarterback, Mike? How good was Jalen?
I tell you what, he was really good in some areas. And then, you know, there were times when, like any quarterback, where things didn't go his way. But I thought he made a lot of really good decisions. I thought at the line of scrimmage when he needed to change plays, I thought he did a really good job with that.
That's important.
Yeah, the mistakes were glaring, of course. The interception, I thought, wasn't just Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very savvy veteran that was in the back part of that defense. Was the Honey Badger.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Tyron Matthew.
He's had a good career.
He kind of baited him.
Smart. He is a veteran guy who knows, who's seen this play before, who knew that this was coming or knew that there's a strong probability of this coming, and he jumped the route. Sometimes the defense is going to win, especially when you have a guy that savvy and that knows and has seen so much football.
What do we do at wide receiver if A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are still out? The play that we're getting from Jahan Dotson, is it good enough? Johnny Wilson, what have you seen from him? Just what's the state of the union if we're missing A.J. and Devontae?
Yeah, that is the real big question, I think, going into this game, because if you look at the latter part of the game, and many instances where you would want to have your 11 personnel or the three wide receivers, one tight end, they couldn't do it. You had to play two tight ends in a lot of situations. That's a tough one, John. Paris Campbell, you know he's a guy who's been around, who has played, but he has to play better. Dotson, I think you have to rely on him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And the big rookie, I just think that he has to grow up. I think Wilson has a chance to really shine now that he's going to get more. He's going to get more opportunities, and if you have both of your stars out, these guys just have to step up. You look at the offensive line and how that next man up worked so well with the right side of the offensive line. Guys just have to do that. You practice so that when you have your opportunity, you can step in and seamlessly keep this thing moving.
Hey, Mike, let's, you know, more on the receiver situation, talk about Devontae Smith, but I'm curious from your perspective. I mean, I playfully rip on John sometimes, but candidly, I have incredible respect for you guys, you and John, Mike, that guys that played pro football. I mean, I can't imagine being out there. I really can't. Can you take our audience inside
No, you really can't.
No, trust me.
We can't imagine you out there either.
No. So, Mike, to go across the middle in pro football, to be a wide receiver like what Devontae did, what AJ does frequently, I mean, you had to deal with, you know, Ronnie Lott. If it's really shallow, maybe Mike Singletary back in the day.
In an era where they could crush you, too.
Yeah, like, can you just take our audience inside the mindset of a receiver on those kind of routes and what Devontae dealt with the other day?
Well, you have to know that, okay, if I go over the middle and I catch the ball and they break me up, at least I'll get to the hospital and they'll take care of me.
Do you really think? No, I'm serious. I mean, is that a joke? Is that really part of the thought process or is that a joke?
Listen, you have to get used to when you're a wide receiver in the National Football League, even at the collegiate level, at high school.
Yeah.
You have to get used to the fact that I've got to catch the ball over the middle. Everyone's counting on me to do that. The first thing I have to do is catch the ball. Then I got to try and avoid people. And you have to know that you're going to take some shots from time to time. It's just a part of what you do. You know you're going to miss a lot of sleep in your job.
Yeah,
we all have things that we have to consider in our job, and that's a part of the consideration of playing the wide receiver position.
Mike, do you have any concern on Devontae moving forward? I'll frame it this way. When you saw it, you announced the game. When Deshaun, I mean, it was a shot of shots about 3 or 4 years into his career by that Falcons player one game. Yes. I thought Deshaun was never the same going across the middle, and they didn't do it much, and maybe that was part of it. Do you have some concern about Devontae, once he's healthy, you know, willingness to effectively go back over that middle?
I do not. And this is not the first time that he's been hit. The guy is as tough as anybody playing at 170 pounds. I don't know many men who would do what he does, but he's fearless in the way he plays, and that's one of the reasons why he's such a great player.
Mike, Britton Covey was sort of working his way into regular usage on the offense, and I know that he's not your conventional slot guy as per like what we're accustomed to seeing in Philadelphia, but was he becoming like a serviceable slot receiver before our eyes without us really appreciating that?
Yeah, I think he was, and I think he is. There are certain things that he can do, and I think in a small space, he has that ability to create the separation that the quarterback needs to get him the ball. And we saw on the one play to the right side where he got a first down, there's a cornerback right in front of him, and he's just quick enough in that short area space to avoid that corner and get up the field for a first down. Mm-hmm. I think there are ways that you can use Britt Covey. I don't think that you want to have to rely on him. I think you want bigger, faster guys that can go up and take the ball because, you know, in this league, there's so many times when you have to man up a guy and make sure that you can push him off and not get knocked off stride. That's not the type of guy that Covey is, but there is a spot for him.
Hey, Mike, final thing here. Let's broaden this out to the whole league. I mean, we're trying to figure out where the Eagles fit in this whole puzzle. Does it feel to you, I mean, we're used at this point to topsy-turvy year to year, but does it feel that this year is the most topsy-turvy it's ever been from one year to the next? I mean, I can't get a handle on anything. I mean, the freaking Washington team just beat Joe Burrow. What is going on this year?
It's three games in. We don't know who these teams are yet. We don't know this team in Philadelphia. We don't really know who they are yet. I think they're still in search of that true identity of who they are, and I think that's true with all teams throughout the league. I watched that game with the Washington, whatever their name is, the other night.
And Commies.
I thought their quarterback was fantastic, and I thought they did some really good things on defense. But I don't know who they are yet. I don't think at this stage of the season we ever really know who teams really are because of the way the preseason's handled now.
The Commies have a lot of exciting receivers, and they got Zach Ertz as their tight end who sort of runs everything through him.
That's tough.
And then fast wide receivers that are now dangerous because they're getting the ball distributed to them accurately.
Here's the big picture on them. If they found a quarterback, that changes the division. Because we've been very used to...
a quarterback. He's
good, not forget RG3. Like, the RG3 was the next great thing for 1 year. Same with Carson.
Let him play injured.
Yeah, so we'll see. Jaden Daniels looked really good, but, like, long-term, we'll see.
I get it. Hey, Mike, stay well. Thanks for being a huge part of the show. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right, thanks. Good